We are back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and this next segment we're going to get an update from the Red Cross. And joining us here on the phone this morning is spokesperson Jane Blocker, talking about what's going on with the Red Cross here in our local area. Jane, good morning.
Good morning.
I was reading an email here the other day, and this is why I reached out here, because I saw that there's an emergency blood shortage, and we're at the lowest post-summer blood supply since 2015. That's 6 years. That is a little bit chilling here to think.
It is our lowest levels. I've been with the Red Cross for 20 years. I don't remember it ever getting to this critical of a shortage before, but here we are. Our donor turnout has reached its lowest level, and you know, as you said, since 2015. And a lot of that is due to a delay in our donors' giving, as they have been delayed returning to the workplace where so many of our blood drives occur, you know, in businesses. And as well as, you know, the recent surge in COVID-19 cases across the country due to the rise of the Delta variant.
Yeah, and that makes sense that it would drop here a little bit. Fortunately for us, it is safe to get out, and you guys, I know, take a lot of safety precautions with the blood drives, and it's really easy to do.
It's so easy to do. And, you know, we've always guaranteed a safe environment for our blood donors to give. But since COVID began last year, about a year and a half ago, we have really ramped up the safety precautions we take to protect our donors as well as our staff, and making sure it's the most sanitary environment you could possibly be in to give blood. So I want to reassure our donors that we have taken every precaution possible to make sure that they're safe, that you know, the environment is sanitary, and I think they'll feel very safe and secure when they go in to give that donation.
I know there have been a number of drives happening here in our Manhattan-Riley County area and Pottawatomie County as well. Can you talk about some upcoming ones you have here in the month of October?
Sure. There are several. The first one I would probably want to promote is taking place on the 12th, that's Columbus Day, at the Holiday Inn. Right there by campus, and that is located at 1614 Anderson Avenue. And that drive, those hours are from 9 to 3. So really looking for donors who can come in that day and give the gift of life, rolling up their sleeves to do that. One pint of blood has the potential to save 3 lives. We also have one in, you mentioned a neighboring county, Pottawatomie County, and that's going to be at the American Legion on the 16th. We have another one on the 20th at Manhattan Technical College there on Dickens. And now the easiest thing that folks, and also too, we've also got some on campus throughout the month of October. The easiest thing that our potential donors can do to schedule an appointment is to download our free blood donor app. You can put in your zip code, and it'll give you the closest location to you where you can go in and give blood. You can also go to redcrossblood.org online, or one of the easiest ways, call 800-RED-CROSS. That number is open almost 24/7, and we can schedule a blood appointment for you that way.
All right, that's great, and that is a good tool, because any more these days, it seems like people have everything at their fingertips with their phone. It's another app to have on your phone, but it's so easy to use, and I know it gives you a little reminders or you can set it to give you reminders every 60 days or so whenever it's time to give blood again.
Correct. Good point. Every 56 days, you're eligible to give blood. One other thing I wanted to mention that we are challenged with, surprisingly, right now, is we are experiencing a very high no-show rate. That is, donors who make appointments but do not keep them. And as you can imagine, that causes all sorts of logistical and staffing challenges. And so we're just asking donors that they make an appointment to keep it. And if they're unable to do so, because we realize things happen, to call and cancel that appointment. You can cancel through the app. You can cancel through the 800 number. But be sure to let us know if you are unable to make that appointment. That's such a lifesaver for us.
Has there been any, I know the folks have dealt with, you know, worker shortages and such. Has there been any issues with that for some of these drives as far as volunteers and such?
Well, you know, not so much our volunteers. I mean, we're always looking for volunteers. But, you know, we have, like every industry across the country, we've been impacted by staffing shortages through, you know, every chapter across the country has been impacted by this. So we're doing our best to staff as quickly as we can to get our phlebotomists trained in the fastest, most efficient manner possible. But, you know, it's an ongoing need we have is to fill those vacancies. So hopefully, you know, it does not impact our blood supply. But right now we're down to a half a day of inventory on the hospital shelves. So, you know, we need to make sure that we're always at the highest level of staffing possible. But it has been a challenge the past several months. Every industry has experienced it.
Well, that's tough. We know how important it is because one person gives blood and could save up to what? Is it three lives usually is what they say?
Yes, three lives. And, you know, having an ample blood supply on the shelves of our hospitals is a critical component of public health. Hospital patients rely on donors to make sure the blood is always there. So, you know, I'd just like to put an appeal out to anybody who's a continual giver and maybe somebody who hasn't considered giving before. It's the easiest thing you can do to impact somebody's life. You give them another birthday, another anniversary, another holiday to celebrate. But we can't take it for granted that the blood will always be there. So I appreciate the opportunity to get the word out on how important it is for people to make appointments, keep the appointments, and continue to give.
All right. Very good. Well, again, the website is redcrossblood.org. You can use that donor app or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. Jane Blocker has been our guest here. Anything else, Jane, before we wrap up?
No. Just that, you know, the need is always constant. It never goes away. And we are looking for volunteers who can serve as ambassadors at our blood drives, assist with registration and greeting the donors and making sure they have a good experience. And so anybody who's interested in doing that could go to redcross.org or also calling the 800 Red Cross number.
Okay, very good. Jane, thank you so much for giving us a little bit more insight into this, and we hope things will improve here soon.
Thank you so much.
All right. Stay tuned. More In Focus continues after this on News Radio KMAN.